Titus chapter 3. Christians have to live properly. Titus chapter 3 verse 1.
Titus, tell your people that they have to follow the government's rules. They have to follow the rules of all the government bosses. And they always have to be ready to do good things. Tell them not to say bad things about other people. They have to be happy with each other and not fight or argue. They have to go easy on other people. At first, before we believed in Jesus, we did silly things too. We didn't do what God told us to do. People tricked us and we believed things that were not true. We wanted to do all sorts of bad things. We couldn't stop ourselves. If anybody had a lot of things more than us, we wanted those things for ourselves, and we were angry with them. People didn't like us, and we didn't like them. But then God did something to help us. He showed us how much He loves us. God saved us, but He didn't save us because we did good things. No, but He was really sorry for us. That's why He saved us. Then His Holy Spirit washed us so that we are really clean inside. And He made us like we got born again as new people. You see, God sent Jesus Christ to die for us and save us. And then He properly filled us with His Holy Spirit. God was very good to us. So He did all this for us, and now we are His friends. We are in His family, and we are sure that we will live with Him forever. We can be very happy about that. That is all very true. I want you to teach those things strongly. I want you to be sure that people understand those things. Then the people that believe God's message will think more about doing good things. And these good things will help everyone. But make sure you don't argue with people about silly things. You know, some people argue about family groups from a long time ago. They argue about all sorts of old rules. Don't do that. It's a waste of time. It doesn't get you anywhere. Some people teach things that are different from God's true message. This can make Christians fight with each other. So you have to tell those people to stop. You might even have to tell them 2 times. And if they don't stop after you tell them 2 times, then leave them and don't have anything more to do with them. Those people don't believe God's true message. They know that the things they do are wrong, but they keep on doing them anyway. They will not change.
Paul wanted to see Titus again. Titus chapter 3, verse 12.
All right, Titus. Now I want to tell you about some people here. There are 2 men here called Artemis and Tychicus. I will send one of them to help you. After he gets there, please try to come and meet me at the city called Nicopolis. I will stay there for the cold weather time. And Titus, you know the lawyer called Zenas and his mate called Apollos. Those 2 men will be leaving your place soon to go on a trip. Please help them as much as you can. Make sure they have everything they need for their trip. And teach your people to do good things like that all the time. They have to help anybody that really needs things. In that way, they will be doing something good with their lives. All right, I'm going to finish my letter here. There are some people here with me that say hello to you. Please say hello to the people there that love us and believe God's true message. I pray that God will be very good to you. From Paul.